Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Piddle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And when I say coast to coast, I'm talking Gulf of Mexico and the Great Lakes. What's that? Oh, Atlantic and Pacific Oceans as well. All four coasts. I remember one time I was in Cleveland in the 80s and it said, America's North Coast. And I thought, do they really say that here? Do they, Bueller? But we are here for you all over this great land of ours. Also, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, el amigo país. Also, Canada, happy about that for sure, you hoser. Wherever you are, though, it's time to talk video games because this is the only hour all week that we get to do that. And it's not just sports video games. It's all video games. Questions, comments, or concerns. Hardcore gamers, neophytes, everybody in between. What do you got? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about it.
What?
Let's talk about what you want to talk about. A lot of times on the show, I have an interview, not today, so you can come in and be my guest, Candlesticks, Angela Lansbury, Jerry Ormond, all that, right? Beauty, Beast, no. And you can also participate by emailing me, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's an important email address because you can also, because I'm so great, but also because that's how you win the game. I give away at 40 after, just over a half hour, send the answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. And also, any cheat code you want me to look up, because I do that at the end of the show as well. I'll also have the new release dates in about a half hour as well, let you know what's on the shelf. But let's get to your calls. You're my unpaid correspondents out there, especially those of you on the American Forces Radio Network, worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We're also on SBNationLive.com. And SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. That's right, Line Fever. Truckers everywhere. We got you there as well. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Everything's going down on the Video Game Review. So we'll take a quick break and get on back, y'all.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle on the mic. You're on the horn, or we call it a phone. Come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard. We are here for you. All right. I'm surprised at how many companies, maybe I shouldn't be, are coming out with their own sort of Steam Deck copy, and just with the old very cool handheld PC gaming machine. And there are a couple of them I want to talk about today, because Computex 24 was the sort of gateway for these new handheld gaming consoles, but there was one that kind of stood out from the rest, and that was called Zotac Zone. I know, that sounds like a rap star in the 80s, Zotac Zone, Z-O-T-A-C. Maybe you never heard of it because this is the company's first attempt at even making a handheld console. And the impressions were pretty positive as well, especially with the AMO LED panel. The only other device that comes close to offering that display is the Steam Deck's OLED. But when you look at them side by side, and of course Steam Deck with the OLED came out around Thanksgiving last year, and unlike its LCD version, it's available only in two configurations. It was a 512 gig for $550 if you wanted a terabyte, $650. And of course, remember the higher storage model featured an etched glass display that was supposed to be more resistant to glare. So Zotac, on the other hand, they say they're going to launch theirs right around September this year, or what will be 11 months after Steam. And as of now, they say that they'll have a single 512 storage variant with 16 gigs of memory at around $700. And they say the final retail price will be confirmed closer to launch date. So if Zotac ends up launching its handheld at the above-mentioned price, the Steam Deck OLED is going to be the clear winner in terms of value. On the other hand, we got to remember that Zotac Zone will have an advantage because it's going to be running on full-fledged Windows 11. So bear with me for a second as I get into the weeds, because the Steam Deck is powered by the AMD Ryzen 7 that has 8 cores and 16 threads, while the Zotac has the Radeon 780M graphics. So it's a little bit faster, and dual USB 4.0 Type-C ports. Those Type-C ports are the ones that look completely even on all sides. So it's just it's almost like a rectangle, but curved at the edges so that one of them don't stick out more than the other. But I think the only area where the Steam OLED is going to have even a bigger edge is, despite having a little bit lower resolution and refresh rate, is that it comes with marginally larger battery, depending on various factors. But the thing is the performance. And so people want to get the Zotac Zone in their hands, and they did at Computex 2024. And it got great results in Forza Horizon 5 and Horizon Forbidden West. Isn't that funny? They both have Horizon in the name. But if you can look at some of the testing that was done, you know, and I'm looking at stuff like saying, well, this clocked at 7500 megahertz, which was faster. I get to the point where I realize there are some people who will just buy the one that has the higher performance. And if that was true, you never would have bought a GameCube. You never would have bought a Wii. You never would have bought a Switch. You know, if you're just going, well, what has the highest output? It's a fun factor. And even when the GameCube came out, when the PS2 was coming out with Blu-ray and you had the Xbox 360, you had saying, oh, look at us, we're playing, you know, Blu-rays and DVDs and we have high def and the GameCube doesn't. And the GameCube was still a big hit because the graphics looked amazing and it was a lot of fun. And therein lies the single solitary, for me anyway, criterion when it comes to if I like a game or not. And that is, once again, right, is it fun? And you could say, well, the graphics are way better on this game. Oh, the game that you're not playing? I have, over the years, you probably have too, you even if I buy a game that I'm hyped in, I'll start playing it and 15, 20 minutes in, I know I'll never play it again, ever. Despite all the hype, despite all the new things like, oh, this one does this one does that. Because the Lenovo Legion Go is also coming out on the market, and that's going to be at $699. And they're going to be using an Asus ROG Ally. That's the AMD Z1 Extreme chip. But it's got a gorgeous 8.8-inch 1600p IRS display, 1 terabyte of storage. I just want to know, like, for me, when you get a desktop computer, and whether it's in a tower or whatever you got, and how much you're paying into that, to then go handheld, and like I said, we're all talking around the $700 price point to play on a handheld, which means you're not home, right? Or, you know, if you can dock it and put it in that way, would be another thing, speaking of the Switch-style deal. But this is why, when you get into the specs, do you want the Zotac Zone? Do you want the Steam Deck? Do you want the Lenovo Legion? The Lenovo Legion, the one thing that I love about that is that the screen, as I mentioned, is almost 9 inches. It's big and it's beautiful. The analog sticks are nicely proportioned, but then X, Y, A, and B are tiny little, well put together, very close buttons. And I just wonder how much those would mash for as well. But the good news is that the Steam Deck or the ROG Ally, the controllers on the sides of the screen, are removable, kind of like an oversized Switch as well. On the Lenovo Legion Go, there are four buttons in the back that are bindable, and either controller and a FPS mode as well. So this is all very high-end stuff. And as I said, I got a little bit into the weeds about what it comes down to the specs of all of them. But the fact of the matter is, I just sort of lean towards Steam, because where are you going to buy your games? You're going to buy them off of Steam, right? And I remember back in the day when like Mad Catz came out and third party, peripheral makers and, you know, memory cards saying, don't buy this memory card. Well, it's like, well, it's half as much as the Nintendo memory card and it's got 40 slots instead of 16. And it's like, yeah, but we won't save anything. And then I bought it anyway, and then they were right. It didn't save anything. It's like buying headphones. As much as like iPhone headphones are expensive, and you're like, all the knockoff ones, they always seem to stink. I don't know, at least for me. But as I said, the PC handheld game is rising. Somebody somewhere is dropping money on all this stuff. At least it seems so. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco Sports Byline, USA, all around the world on American Forces Network. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. All you got to do to win it is to answer a very simple trivia question. And you can do that at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Here's an email here from Chrissy. Chrissy said, Rick, I think Mass Effect 3 and Little Big Planet are the best games ever in PS3 history. Your thoughts? Do they make your top 10? Thank you for the emails. Keep them coming. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Mass Effect 3, it's hard to believe that game is like 12 years old now. And that's the going back to basic if-then statements. In other words, having your script based, how do you want the game to go and different paths you can take. And the endings were sort of difficult to choose, but the conclusion to the initial Mass Effect story was really good. And Commander Shepard's fight against the Reapers and, you know, Mass Effect 3 had, you know, updated gameplay and a really good story as well. But when you put it in the context of the first two, there was a reason people were willing to put hundreds of hours into Mass Effect 3. And there were so many potential story moments to see or completely miss out on. So if you talk about having a replay through the game, you know, it was very unique. So I would have to agree with you that Mass Effect 3 was Little Big Planet, for me, it either hit you or it didn't. And a lot of people loved Sackboy and being able to create your own levels or play other people's levels online. That was really cool as well. There were a lot of fun mechanics to Sackboy, some great puzzles, but it never really hit me. It never really got to me. It's funny. I was talking to somebody there and they said, oh, I think Portal 2 was the best game on the PS3. And I'm like, what? The one with Stephen Merchant from The Office? That one? Look, Portal is still part of what I think is the greatest value in video game console disc history. There was a book called Book. There was a game called The Orange Box. And it was a disc, and on it, it had Team Fortress 2. It had a game named Portal. And then it had Half-Life, Episode 2, Volumes 1 and Volumes 2. Now, the Half-Life games, even one of them would have been worth the full price of the game. But there were two of them. Team Fortress was online only. And then this game, Portal. And it almost seemed like a throw-in. And of all the games that I played where I felt a sense of accomplishment from, to get to the end of Portal, to get up onto the street, laying there while you see the fires and listening to the song, this was a triumph, Aperture Science, or that one song of the year. Maybe you don't remember. Yeah, it's like 15 years ago. But that, to me, was one of the greatest games ever on the PS3. There are some people who will probably say, what about Uncharted? What about Last of Us? Those are both Naughty Dog games. And I just, am not a fan of the developer because they don't let you play. You basically are sort of watching a movie. You know, I like Last of Us and HBO, but you get to this thing where you're watching and you're watching, and then all of a sudden they'll say, press X to climb ladder. And I go, okay, here we go. And then it's back to a cinematic. And I think these developers are so self-indulgent. They're like, this is going to be like a movie, man. It's going to have a movie script written by a, you know, award-winning movie producer. And we're going to have visuals like a movie. And that's great. Well, why don't you just make a movie? You know, if you want a video game to be a movie, make a movie. I can just tell you, I cannot stand sitting through cinematics and cutscenes unless they're real quick, like Pac-Man. Walk up, walk up, walk up. That's it. That's all I want. And Uncharted, Uncharted 2, Honor Among Thieves. And people will say, you know, oh, The Last of Us, the greatest story-driven experience of all time. I'm glad you liked it. But, you know, I'm not at the Lee Strasberg School. I don't need to know my motivation. You know, it's like I've never played a first-person shooter and thought, what's his motivation? Why is he shooting everyone? Well, usually because they're shooting at you. Or it's war and you're on one side and they're on the other. So maybe I'm shallow, but I don't need all that. So I wouldn't put those in. you know, I think about Dark Souls. From Software, it's, I mean, that's the all-time classic. That game is an amazing game, and I love watching other people play that game because the bosses drive me nuts. There are some people who probably say GTA 5 is one of the best PS3 games of all time, and, I mean, GTA 4 was also on the PS3. You could throw that in there from Rockstar North as well. But the massive world of Los Santos and finding everything, I immediately, even though I say I won't, whenever I get a GTA game, I immediately put in the cheats. And it's kind of thing where, and I'm not exaggerating, I bumped shoulders with a guy and the cop started shooting at me. Yeah, which doesn't seem very realistic, at least to me. I know a lot of people loved Heavy Rain. That I remember people talking about that was, you know, finding the origami killer before it's too late. And, you know, that was kind of a little bit too much movie to it, but it was more film noir. And there were some unintentional funny moments as well. But for me, my favorite game all time on the PS3 is Skyrim, or if you like, Elder Scrolls 5. And that really revolutionized what an open world RPG could be on a console as well. And, you know, when I found out it was over the shoulder and I'm like, I got to go third person the whole time. That sounds like a pain. And then, you know, it's like, oh, you're going to learn these shouts from these wizards and you shout things and then you got to knock dragons out of the sky. I'm like, oh, that sounds like such a pain. And it was anything but. And, it still is avidly played to this day. You know, every new console or something that comes out, there's like a version of it, whether it's a port or whatever, it's being played online as well. And those would be, you know, that to me, that would be the game. Although I remember, gosh, it was about 10 years ago, and there was this sort of mini vote among critics, and the best PS3 game of all time was Infamous 2. Remember that game from Sucker Punch? And you follow the character of Cole McGrath, and he has superpowers, and he's in a bleak world, and you had that morality system in the game, and you could experience two sides of a story. If you want Cole to be a bad guy, or you want him to be a good guy. And that was one of the things in, was it Fallout 3? People were tied up, let me go. And then they'd give you money. But if you shot them, you got their stuff. And even though it's in a video game, there was always something, because I tried everything. Shooting a video game character while it's tied up you know, you can have carte blanche on the Nazis. It doesn't matter what. If somebody has a swastika on, you can do whatever you want to them in a movie or a video game. But it's like, oh, these super mutants tied me up. I'm like, I don't know. It's also like in BioShock, you had to get the Adam from the Eve and the little girl. You're better off rescuing her, but you could kill it and then get the Eve directly. And that's not good. But I did find, and it was mostly when you would like try to have charisma and barter with people in Fallout 3, if you chose bad paths, it would go like womp womp. And then if you did something good, it would be like whoop whoop. I know that's not very accurate. But then you'd meet people and they're like, oh, you're not trustworthy. You're a bad guy. Right? But then if you were too good and you met bad guys, they're like, we can't trust you because you're a good guy. I know. It gets into the whole thing. But anyway, I appreciate the email. Keep them coming, rick@sportsbyline.com. And I will say your choices of Mass Effect 3 and Little Big Planet are very good. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with those. And it just describing Mass Effect 3 almost makes me want to start playing it again. But then I'd have to get my PS3, unearth it from wherever it is. Yeah. Somebody once told me, and they saw all my videos, and they, why don't you sell them? I'm like, what, get 10 cents to a dollar from them? Why would I do that? I would feel worse selling a $50 game for 50 cents. All right. Hey, enough about me. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. We'll also have the new releases as well. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
Oh, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get in, get here. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. All right, the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. If you have a cheat code you'd like me to look up, send those in. I'll do that in the next segment, which will be short. This segment's nice and long. Sweet and meaty, as Jeff Altman used to say. Here's the game I'm giving away. It's called The Palace on the Hill, and this is a PC game. It's also on the Xbox Series X and S, and it's also on your phones for the Apple and the Android. That would be an iPhone. I have it here for the PC. This is a game developed and published by Niku Games, N-I-K-U, and here's the blurb. The Palace on the Hill is set in 90s rural India. Explore ancient palace ruins, set up your garden, cook Indian food, run errands for quirky characters, and learn about your history by making art. Yeah, it's a very unique sounding game. Cook Indian food and run errands for quirky characters. My question is, The Palace on the Hill, is this set in rural India in the 90s, or is this in 1955 Des Moines? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, Palace on the Hill, rural India, or 1955 Des Moines. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win The Palace on the Hill from Niku Games for the PC. And we will get to the new games coming out this week in a little bit, but lines are available. I did get another email from Chris, and Chris found something pretty funny because he knows I'm a Fallout 4 player. I wasn't for a long time, and then I got it on the 5, and that series came out on Amazon, and I've been playing it again. But, of course, whenever you meet up a quote-unquote legendary enemy, and that's when it has a star on it, you know that it will have a legendary weapon, which has some kind of perk. And it's a picture of from a legendary character, and the weapon was never-ending baton, unlimited ammo capacity for a baton. It's one of those telescoping police batons, right? It's a melee weapon, and it doesn't need ammo. So whether this was a mistake or whether this was a joke, by the way, the speed is medium, it's your swing and power, and the damage is 23. Yeah, I have a super sledge. The damage is 573. So, I mean, what could you hit with 23? And, I mean, you'd have to hit the weakest thing ever like 10 times for it to die. But anyway, Chris, I appreciate the email. And that is pretty funny. There's no doubt about that. One other thing, too, and I won't get into it because I'm not going to read a story on the air. But if you are interested in Elden Ring lore, there is a tremendous article on GameSpot.
I thought that was a store.
No, that's GameStop. This is GameSpot. It's a by Phil Hornshaw. Phil Hornshaw has been writing about video games for a long time. And what he did was he did an Elden Ring story recap, the lore and history of the lands between. And man, if you want to like get ahead of Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree DLC release, you might want to read this. And when you do read it, it's absolutely astounding in a lot of ways because of what went into it. I mean, it almost would make J.R.R. Tolkien blush because you have part one, Limgrave, then Liurnia of the Lakes, Caelid, Mount Gelmir and Volcano Manor, part five, Lendil, Royal Capital, Mountaintops of the Giants, Castle Sol and the Consecrated Snowfield, Mikella's Hallig Tree, Eternal Cities, Deep Root Depths, Moog, Crumbling Farum Azalaw, Lendel, Ashen Capital. I mean, it's just becoming Elden Lord. It is an amazing article. And, you know, as I said, I don't need to know my motivation. Somebody put a lot of time and effort into those games just to get that as well. All right. One other thing, too, I wanted to mention. What's that, Rick, as I asked myself? You know, we've been talking a lot over the last year about AI. I remember the SAG strike with the video game voiceover people. Well, developers who are video games who kind of mimic the style of Hollywood blockbusters, music. And if you look at one of the best to ever do it was Nobuo Uematsu. If you don't know the name, he did a lot of the Final Fantasy composing. Uematsu, Final Fantasy VII, One Winged Angel, Liberi Fatali, Final Fantasy X to Xenarch Land. He's done basically everything. But he said recently in Newspix, which is a Japanese outlet, and it was translated, that the industry has become, quote, satisfied with movie soundtrack-like music and games, and games, game music cannot develop any further. What? So he was reflecting on how hardware limitations have inspired creativity in his early career, like NES and SNES. And I remember talking to Tommy Tallarico about that in Videos Games Live, the bleeps and the bloops. You know, think about Mega Man 2. You know? I'm not doing it. I mean, Mega Man 2 had so much great music. Guess because you were handcuffed. You only had so much. But, you know, even the loading times on the CD-ROMs on the first PlayStation, like that, you would think you could just compose real tracks on that, and that didn't work. So once we got to the PlayStation 2, which when you could pretty much do anything sound-wise at that point, and you would see rock and jazz, and you could hear, you know, in Otherworld, you'd hear heavy metal from FFX, and that freedom and sort of the willingness to experiment was really cool. And Uematsu said, people need to have more freedom when creating video game music. He bemused, game music will become more interesting if composers consider what is something only I can do, and use their knowledge and experience to be truly creative. So what he's saying is that you can use, he's not saying AI, but he's saying AI just, you know, spits out a load of this crap, and, you know, you're not really reaching deep down and inside yourself to find aspects of you and expressing them and all that. But Uematsu pointed out that in the era of 8-bit games, he said music, quote, music played the role of oxygen. He said it delivered emotional weight in capturing the immersion and atmosphere of worlds like that first Final Fantasy when the visuals and voice acting were very limited by the hardware. And that's totally true as well. It's just like any movie, what music can do to, you know, on the heartbeat drum to cause tension. There's all sorts of tricks to it. So Uematsu has scored the entirety of Final Fantasy from 1987 for now. And it's funny because the music was first rejected by Hironobu Sakaguchi. He was the series creator, and he thought it wouldn't work. And, you know, it's kind of a typical story, right? But for now, you think about what AI is and what AIs can do to the music. He's saying that now it's just, he's just trying to sound like a Hollywood movie, and it ain't any good. Yeah. And I think it was translated as ain't, if I'm not mistaken. All right, let's get to the upcoming games, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We have, I talked about this last week, but now it's coming out on the PC, Vampire Therapist. And Vampire Therapist, we talked about the need of shoulders to cry on when they're not biting into them. That's pretty good on the PC. hashtag blood, B-L-U-D, or as I would say, number, symbol, blood for the PC. Also, there's three more games for the PC. Be My Horde, with an E, Go-Go Town, and Soul Mask. Soul Mask has kind of anime characters with sort of like Lakota Sioux feathered headdress. Still Wakes the Deep. PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Looks like an offshore oil rig. Thalassa, Edge of the Abyss on the PC. First Dwarf, PC. Goat Simulator 3, Multiverse of Nonsense. That's on the 5, the PC, and the Xbox Series X and S. And Goat Simulator is written like Flight Simulator. That's why it's funny. Into the Emberlands on the PC. Moonstone Island on the Switch. Murky Divers, this is PC. Republic of Pirates, PC. There's No Dinosaurs 2, PC. Viking Survivors, PC. You're getting a theme here. Eric and the Ruined Kingdom, this is PC and Mac. Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer. No, A-S-K-A, Ask on the PC. Crab God, you guessed it, on the PC. Dark Star 1, Nintendo Switch Edition. PC, Rick? No, Nintendo Switch. I don't know if your mom would buy this for you, but it's Drug Dealer Simulator 2. I'm not kidding, on the PC. Here's one that's multi... I'm not kidding. Drug Dealer Simulator 2. That's a game. Ever After Falls, this is on the Switch, the X and S, the 1, the 5, the 4, and the PC. Those are all the big boy systems. Rusted Moss, Switch, 5, X and S. Tavern Talk on the PC. That's right, you never know what rumors are going on. The End of You on a PC. Windstorm, A Start of a Great Friendship Remastered, 5, X and S, and PC. And finally, X4 Timeless. This is on Linux and PC. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back for the cheat code.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
All right, closing out the show in our customary fashion, I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review. Send your cheat code requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Ulysses. Is that your name? It's pretty good. S. Grant. He said, Rick, where's the fantasy zone in Palmer Tournament Golf? You mean Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf? That's on the Jenny. Yeah, the Genesis. Sega. Well, all you got to do to unlock, and the Fantasy Zone is this cartoony classic version of it. Once you get to the game over screen, press up, up, down, down, left, left, right, A. Game over screen. Then you press up, up, down, down, left, left, right, and A. And you will get to the Fantasy Zone, which, as I said, is a cartoony classic. in Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf on the Sega Genesis. People are still playing. Somewhere, more than one place, I guarantee you, the Genesis is still the newest system in that house. Hey, that's just the way it is. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it tomorrow. Coming up next is 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. We'll see you next time on VGR.